an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents A Voice of Truth and Inspiration, broadcasting on frequencies of love, laughter, and information, illuminating new paths for new directions as we, as one, strive for higher and higher planes of existence and a better understanding of ourselves and the world in which we live. Always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. This is Life Changes with Filippo. And now your host, our MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Ciao, everyone. I am excited about today's show for many reasons. One of them is because our guest today is Kevin Burke. He's an astrologer like no other astrologer I've ever met, and I became interested, even more interested in his work, rather, when we had a conversation like I've never had with an astrologer before on levels that helped me understand things not only about myself, but how things work on this planet. Or maybe even in this universe. So that little insight that I got, I thought, wow, let's expand upon this and let's share it with our audience. So I'm excited to be sharing Kevin with you all today. And I keep dropping my glass. I wonder what that means. All right. And actually, I wonder what that means is a really is a really good way to start this next part of what I was going to share. And that is, 2 weeks ago, I talked about I was going to go to New York to win a competition. And then last week, I said that I didn't want to talk about it yet, or I did, but something else was fresh on my mind that I wanted to share. And actually, after talking with Kevin just yesterday, I was inspired to say, okay, this is the week to talk about my New York trip. And as some of you know, I was confident that when I was asked to do this, to be a part of this contest, this song competition, I just felt like I was a winner, like I won it. And by all indications, everything was pointing to the fact that I probably was a shoo-in for this contest. Now, I mean, I'm not saying that the people that run it told me, oh, you're going to win. Of course, they can't do that. And the people that invited me out there weren't the judges. So it's not like I was given a guarantee, but it was just like this feeling I got that I would win. And so I went to New York and I went to, you know, rehearsals and the whole thing. And then finally came the time to do what we do. And what I do, and that's just it, is that we all did what we do. All the contestants sang, but I did what I do, and that is I also spoke. And just for a couple minutes, I just shared something with the audience, and we shared a moment. They laughed. They applauded. In that moment, after what I shared and the way I shared my story, and then I started to sing my song. Well, when I got backstage, the lady that was putting on this whole big event, or who was in charge of putting it on, was so upset. She said, and she read me the riot act. She just yelled at me in front of all the other contestants and the other host and the producer and some of the other people that were backstage, saying, who did I think I was? What did I think I was doing? You went and talked. And worst of all, you just disqualified yourself from the competition. I thought for sure you would win. I was hoping. And then you went and disqualified yourself. And she just went on. Interesting thing, though, is that she kept saying, you acted like you were the king, like we have the king here. And then sarcastically, she turned to other people there saying, we have the king here. And she said, you've upset so many people. And she was visibly upset. And the whole time I never felt like I did anything wrong because this is what I do. This lady has, I didn't know her, but evidently she's seen things that I've done, and that's why she invited me to be part of this competition. And so this is what I do. I connect with audiences. I share stories. And so it just seemed natural to me that when I got on stage that I shared a brief moment with the audience, which they connected with. And that's kind of like my foundation, my reason for being, my reason for sharing this, the song. And she was so upset. And, you know, years ago, I would have reacted. I know I would have. Years ago, I would have felt shamed because it was definitely a shaming moment that she was conjuring, especially that I had experienced this many, 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 many times. I would almost say every day of my life growing up as a child on into high school, whether it was my parents or the kids at school, or my extended family or my parents' extended circle of friends, I was shamed almost every day, if not several times a day, and told what to do, told what not to do, told how to be, told how I was and how I shouldn't be. And I'd cry, or I'd get upset, or I'd defend myself, or I'd feel bad about who I was, or I'd go into fear at times. I would have a myriad of emotions and experiences because of that shaming, because of that anger that was being brought upon me by an Italian, usually a lot of times an Italian person growing up Italian-American, but not always. And here was a whole group of contestants that evidently were supposedly upset at me because I did something wrong in their eyes. Now, there were no rules that I read. I was never given rules. I was never shown rules. So I didn't break the rules that I knew of. But anyway, and here was somebody yelling at me after my moment. And it's interesting that somebody mentioned the way I was dressed. Now, I did not even think to ask, how are we supposed to dress for this event? Everybody was dressed in tuxedos and long evening gowns and all of that. I had a tuxedo jacket, but I had jeans on and boots on. Now, mind you, these were very expensive boots and expensive jeans, and they were new jeans and they looked good and all that stuff, and a very nice expensive shirt. But I wore it over the jeans, and I opened shirt, and I definitely didn't match anybody else. And that too was something that as a child I got teased about, because we didn't have the money for clothes. So I wore hand-me-downs from many seasons before. And in some cases, I've shared with the audience hand-me-downs from my cousin, who was a girl. They weren't dresses, but they kind of were some girl clothes. So here I was dressed differently, just like I was as a child, only I chose to dress like this. And here I was doing something wrong, only I chose to do something that felt right to me and not knowing it was wrong. And all that to say that when this lady shamed me, yelled at me, told me how bad I was and how I ruined everything, I felt nothing but compassion. Compassion for her, that she had an expectation of what this was supposed to be for her, and maybe for her, for me. And I said I was sorry. I said I was sorry for her, that I didn't live up to her expectations. But not for a moment did I feel sorry for me. because after analyzing and after the final results came in, and in their game, I didn't come in first, second, or third. But in the game of, in the life of Filippo, for the first time, I really won. And I wish for everybody in that contest that they could have felt the winning feeling that I felt that came from inside, as opposed to anything that they could have ever awarded me. So with that, I know there's something that happened in the stars, in the planets, something aligned. And with what Kevin has to share with us today, we can see how we can align ourselves with our stars and our planets so that we can have that winning feeling inside and not look for it on the outside. And we'll be back with Kevin Burke, The Real Astrology, right after this.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb, and rob minerals from the body. IonWays ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWays ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. And ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWays Water Systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IonWays Water Systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
We're back. I am Filippo, and our guest today is Kevin Burke. In the world of astrology, he is best known for making classical astrology accessible to everyone, taking complex and abstract concepts and showing how they can be used to create concrete, specific, and practical interpretations. Kevin's astrology website, The Real Astrology, with Kevin B. Burke, which is at therealastrology.com, is one of the premier astrology resources on the internet, hosting well over 2 million visitors since its launch in 1996. His first book, Astrology, Understanding the Birth Chart, was used as a textbook at Kepler University in their undergraduate astrology degree program, and it has been translated into Russian and is currently being translated into Bulgarian. Kevin's articles have appeared in The Mountain Astrologer, the Australian publication Wellbeing Astrology, and in Llewellyn's Moon Sign Annuals. His Ask Kevin video clips have a loyal and growing following on YouTube and Facebook. He actually has, I believe, 10 books so far out. You can learn more about that at his website, and we'll give that out again in just a moment. But in the meantime, we are happy to have Kevin Burke on the show. Welcome, Kevin.
Thank you so much.
Kevin, thank you for inspiring me sharing that story in that way after our last conversation.
Yes, absolutely.
So you were starting, we'll talk about all of this, but you were telling me how when we find everything we need, we think we need on the outside, on the inside, or when we align with our, what am I saying, Kevin?
Well, the basic principle is that your source of happiness is inside you. This applies to everything universally. Anytime we're looking outside of ourselves for happiness, anytime we're making anybody or anything else our source, it's disempowering. We're never going to be happy with the results. And what I work with astrology, the system of astrology that I work with is something I've developed called archetypal astrology. And with this system, the planets themselves are the archetypes. There are other astrologers that call themselves archetypal astrologers, but they're using other archetypal systems. So in the system that I developed and I've worked with, Mars, for example, it's not in your chart. Mars isn't in the sky. Mars is inside you. It's one of the seven voices in your head. If you don't believe me, wait till somebody cuts you off in traffic and, you know, say hello to Mars, because he's the one showing up with the creative hand gestures. And we can move into right relationship with each of these archetypes through spiritual practice. And doing that, it develops your spiritual muscles. You're taking your power back from all of the places that you've given it away. And you really begin progressively to recognize and identify that the source of happiness is within you. This is just a this system, and working with astrology in this way is engaging and fun, and it gives some lovely distraction to the monkey mind, which doesn't really do simple very well. The monkey mind likes things to be a little bit complicated. and just, you know, because all you need to do, the only thing anybody ever needs to do in order to become completely happy is choose the best feeling thought currently available to you.
That's it. Well, that's it.
But it's just, it's very simple. And that's why it's so challenging, because it's, you know, the monkey mind, the ego, doesn't like simple. So you need, the trick is to distract the monkey mind just enough that you're able to automatically do that. And working with this system of astrology, getting to know the planets on a personal level, working with them as archetypes, doing these spiritual practices that help move you into right relationship with the planets, really does a great job of distracting the monkey mind. It's also giving you a whole lot of higher vibration, better feeling thoughts to choose from, so that they're available to you, because you're working with this as working with it on a higher spiritual level. And, you know, from my personal experience, it's just a heck of a lot of fun. I've been living this for a little over 4 years. I've been able to share it with clients for about the last 2.5 years. And it's just, The experiences that people have with this, it's just remarkable. It's empowering. It's practical and specific, which kind of does set it apart from the way that most people experience astrology.
Absolutely, and that's one of the things that really got me. I know you've been doing this for a long time, but the your discovery, or your coming to this understanding a few years back, just does take this to a whole other level. And one of the things I really like about it is that, of course, we have all heard "so within, so without," or
yes.
So above, so below, and all that. And here you're saying, okay, you know, yes, there is a Mars up out in the universe, but that Mars correlates with the Mars within us. And so all of a sudden it really brings it home.
Yes.
And so now what if you can, at least a couple, what are these? You said the Mars is the one that'll flip somebody off in traffic. What are the other planets within us, and what will they do?
Okay, so there are seven inner planets. These are the seven astrological archetypes. The Sun is the archetype of the hero. The Sun is the big S self. It's the absolute truth of who you are. And the purpose of this human experience is actually to integrate all of these other energies and embody that, because most of us live through Mars, which is the little S self. Mars is the ego. It's who you think you are. Whereas the big S self, the Sun, is the truth that you are an infinite expression of the divine. And the purpose of this human experience is to rediscover that.
Wow.
So the sun has to do with our personal standards of integrity. That's how we really relate and discover the sun. The next archetype that we encounter is Saturn. Saturn is the archetype of the judge. Saturn deals with limitations and restrictions, and it's the only planet that says no. All the other planets express by saying, this is what I am. Saturn says, this is what I'm not.
Hmm.
And Saturn's got the worst reputation in all of astrology because we give away our power to Saturn. But the thing that I get to share with people, a couple of things. Saturn will never, ever, ever keep you from your good.
Huh.
You are absolutely unique. And this hero's journey is about discovering who you uniquely are. This isn't trying to find a grain of sand in a sandbox. This is trying to find a grain of sand somewhere on the planet. And Saturn comes along and says, no, don't look here. You're not going to find it. You don't have to worry about the entire Sahara Desert. You're not going to find what you're looking for there. And at the time, it may feel, but no, I believe it's there. But it's always cutting out. It's closing doors because your happiness isn't going to be behind that door.
So you're saying Saturn can be used in a good way.
Every planet, every archetype Saturn ultimately works for you. The issue is, how are you relating? What level of consciousness are you experiencing each of the planets from? If you're experiencing Saturn from victim consciousness, then you're projecting all of your shadow stuff on Saturn. It's all of the negative authoritarian. It's the bad parent. Because when we're in victim consciousness, nothing's our fault. But we have no power. And this is how most people experience Saturn most of the time, which is one of the reasons Saturn's got such a terrible reputation. But you can move into right relationship with Saturn and shift that.
Yeah, we'll want to know about that, actually.
Yes.
Let's keep going with the other planets.
We'll come back to working with Saturn, because that's something that everybody can benefit from.
Okay.
The next archetype is the moon. The moon is the archetype of the reflection. And the moon is in charge of our safety needs, which are, that's the main way that we experience the moon. And safety is absolutely critical. And anybody that's familiar with the Abraham Hicks Law of Attraction books, the moon is your emotional guidance system. So when you move into right relationship with the moon, you're repairing that emotional guidance system so you actually can turn towards the better feeling thoughts. Most of the time people live in such pain that and the feelings that we feel are so painful that we don't know how to handle it. We don't know how to move out of those levels of consciousness. So the best we can do is turn down the volume. So we're numbing the pain, but then we're also not able to navigate because we can't find the better feelings.
So when people actually moon people, they're really showing their feelings.
I think actually mooning people may have more to do with Mars.
Okay.
It's a little bit more of the aggressive of the aggressive part of it.
Okay, so we got the sun, Saturn, the moon, and...
So next is Mars.
Mars
is the archetype of the warrior. Now, Mars is the little s self. Mars is who we think we are, but it's not who we truly are. Mars is in charge. Mars is the ego. Mars is in charge of the survival of the physical body. Mars is how you express and experience energy. So Mars is very much related with anger, but it's about how you take action. Mars is how you go after the things that you want, and Mars is about making you want things, because when you want something, that energy of desire is what gets you off of the couch taking action.
Wow.
But Mars is also kind of the used car salesman of the zodiac. Mars will get you to want something by making promises, and by the time you get the thing that you want, it's not all it was cracked up to be. But that's fine, because now there's something else that you want, which keeps you moving forward.
Wow. You know, it's interesting. I was just having this conversation just last night with somebody about how ego actually is important. We need it. And here,
extremely.
we look at the Mars, it sounds like we need it. It's just you got to know how to work with it.
The thing about the ego is recognizing it is a tool.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that's really important. You can't have a human experience without one.
Mm.
David Hawkins, who's a favorite author of mine, talks about the way that we should relate to the ego is sort of treat it like a cherished pet.
Oh, you know, wow.
It's something that should be cared for and indulged. It's like a puppy. It means well, but every once in a while it's going to piddle on the carpet and you don't want to let it do your taxes. Just recognize the relationship with it. The whole issue of spiritual development, it's not about getting rid of the ego. But it's about not being limited by the perceptions of the ego. The ego only knows what's real. It doesn't necessarily know what's true.
Yeah. And you know, Kevin, with the story that I related at the beginning of the hour here, mm-hmm. I didn't go in there saying, oh, I'm going to blow these people out of the, I'm going to break their rules. I could care less about what they want to do or how. I didn't go in there like that. But I had a confidence, an ego, a healthy ego about who I was.
Yes.
So, okay.
Well, and you were, and as we kind of talked a little bit last night, you were very much in connection with the truth of who you were. So you were in integrity with this. You were in alignment with your big S self. But you were also being inspired because you were in alignment with your core values, which is Venus. Venus is the archetype of the beloved. Venus is the reason we take this hero's journey. It's the prize. We get to be in relationship with the beloved. It's these abstract qualities of the divine that we each came here to explore or know one or more of these in greater detail. And when you're in alignment with that, and it could be beauty, it could be love, it could be joy, it could be power, it could be balance or harmony. These are abstract eternal qualities. But those are the things that make life worth living.
Mm.
And anytime you're in alignment with that and taking action from that, things just flow. You are able to be so much more your authentic self. It is just, you know, it's, you know, that's the experience of happiness really coming from within. That's what we're searching for through all of this, is how do I discover, you know, what I'm here for? How do I align with those vibrations? So that was very much a part of what you were experiencing when you went there. You were called to do this. You knew you were going to get to embody and express something that was so essential to who you are.
Hmm.
And it was about expressing that quality. It wasn't about, oh, look at me.
Right.
Here, I have something to share, and this is coming through me, and this is the work that the divine is doing through me, and it is my great joy to be this vessel and be able to do this.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Thank you for putting it that way. We've covered the Sun, Saturn, Moon, Mars, Venus. We have two more planets, I think, that we're going to talk about when we come. I'm sorry?
Yes.
Yeah, when we come back, but yes. and then Kevin is going to show us not only he's showing us what these archetypes are within ourselves that we can look at on the outside, but really within us. He's going to show us how to get in line or aligned with them so that we can live our truest, happiest self. And I'm excited about that because we didn't talk about last night. So I'm waiting for the answers myself. And we'll do that as soon as we come back. I want to remind everybody again that Kevin, you can reach him at therealastrology.com. The real as in R-E-A-L, astrology.com. If you want a private session with him, or if you want to get one of his, look at his videos, or if you want to get one of his books, or take some of his classes and workshops, you can go to therealastrology.com. But we'll get more Kevin as soon as we come back right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
We're back. I am Filippo, and our guest today is Kevin Burke, and we are talking about The Real Astrology. Kevin, you may know from, actually, he's done a lot of things, and you might have been to his website already, therealastrology.com, because millions of people have, and you might know him from his books like Understanding the Birth Chart, the Relationship Handbook, How to Understand and Improve Every Relationship in Your Life, and Anger Mastery, Get Angry, Get Happy. I like that title. I haven't had the pleasure of reading that one yet. But anyway, he has been all over sharing this kind of information that he is sharing with you here. And some of this is new that he's just bringing out into the world in the past couple of years. And so for some of you might be getting it just now. We've got Kevin Burke on the show. Again, Kevin, thank you for being on with us. And this is fun for me because it feels like, what this feels like to me is kind of like, with astrology, I've heard people say, okay, well, this is coming and this is coming, so watch out for this or look forward to that. And what it feels like you're doing here is sharing with us, look, for example, there might be a storm coming, or there might be, you know, hot weather coming, or there might, and you're just saying, look, if you build your house right, you know, nothing's going to blow it down. And the sun isn't going to burn you, and you're not going to get wet. Just work on building your house right.
Exactly. It is – the approach I take to astrology is very much about empowerment. It's very – you know, because, you know, the stars dispose. They don't compel. You know, we have absolute free will. And yes, you can use astrology predictively and look at things symbolically as to energies that are coming up, but astrology doesn't predict behavior. So how you experience something, how you choose to work with the energies, is entirely in your power, assuming you're willing to do the work and accept responsibility for that and be accountable for the reality that you've created. Which is a big assumption, because not everybody's willing to really accept that everything that you're experiencing in your life is there because you created it with your thoughts.
Wow.
And you can change your thoughts and create something completely different.
Wow. Okay. Well, you've you've developed a system where you actually are truly looking at the planets as archetypes. And so we've got the Sun is the hero, Saturn is the judge, Moon is a reflection, Mars is the warrior, Venus is the beloved. What are we missing?
The next is Mercury. And Mercury is the archetype of the storyteller.
Oh.
Mercury.
He lies in me for sure.
Yes. Well, Mercury lies in all of us. Mercury is a planet that's often marginalized in astrology, but the thing about Mercury is in charge of reality. Because everything in reality is just a story. Everything that you experience as real is real because you tell yourself it is. The chair you're sitting in right now, if you know the truth of that chair, if you looked at it through an electron microscope, there's very little mass. There's nothing there. There's a lot of atoms floating around and a whole lot of empty space. But the only reason that you're able to sit in it without falling onto the floor or, you know, falling through the floor because the floor is not real either, is because you tell yourself that it's real.
Yeah, wow.
This is a huge... So Mercury is the content of the story, and depending on and we're always narrating the story to ourselves, and we're never aware, or rarely aware, that we're narrating our lives. We're telling a story. Plus, our thoughts are creative, and so the story we're telling is what we're experiencing. Reality is completely subjective. You can't look at two experiences and say, this is more real than the other. When you're dreaming, it feels completely real. And when you wake up, it feels completely real. Mm. So you can't, so reality, it's all a story. It's all subjective. Truth is objective. So you can shift the context and say, this is more true than this. But this is the power of Mercury. And when you begin to work with Mercury and start to question your story, you can rewrite your life. You can start to discover the truth that your core values were present in everything. Because we come in and we pick, okay, I want to experience love in this lifetime. I really want to know love. And so what happens is we come in and we create a story in the beginning of our lives that creates this reality where love seems to be absent. And the objective is to go through life and discover the truth that love is always there, because you can't run out of love. It's an eternal quality of the divine. Mm. It's always present. All we can do is fail to notice it. And we fail to notice it because we're telling a story that says it's not there.
I love how you put that.
I'm sorry?
I love how you put that.
Thank you. So Mercury is it's one of the last archetypes that, you know, when I take people through the hero's journey process, it takes a while to get up to working with Mercury, because you've really got to understand the workings of the other archetypes first before you delve in and really start messing with the framework of reality. But it's very powerful. But Mercury is just the content of the story. Mercury is the words. Mercury is the content. Jupiter is the context. Jupiter's what gives everything meaning. So the last archetype is Jupiter, and Jupiter's the archetype of the dreamer. And the reason it's the dreamer is that the way that we expand is through our dreams. And Jupiter's all about expansion. Jupiter is how we develop and experience faith. Jupiter is how we expand the context of the story to be able to shift our vibration and experience a different reality.
Wow. And
working with each of these archetypes, you know, and you can't, I mean, we separate them out as if they're separate things, and of course they're not, because they're all integrated. But this model of playing with them and recognizing them and targeting them specifically, I find so powerful and just so much fun.
No, you have targeted Saturn as something that most everybody needs to, actually I think it was two planets that most everybody
yes.
needs to focus on, and you had tools that you give on your website at therealastrology.com.
Yes.
That you were that you can share with us that I'm anxious to hear.
Yes. So Saturn is critically important to move into right relationship with Saturn. In order to be in right relationship with Saturn, you have to be willing to be held accountable. You can't go before the judge and say, oh, it's not my fault, it's not my fault, I shouldn't be punished. You have to be willing to throw yourself on the mercy of the court. This is scary because the ego, Mars, the ego is pathologically afraid of taking accountability for anything because Mars believes that if it makes a mistake, there's only one punishment, and that's death for a first offense.
Okay.
So this is why we're so afraid of being held accountable. So I have the spiritual practice that moves you into right relationship with Saturn, and it also helps train your ego, is something that I call the list. And in order to do this, you need to get a small notebook. Staples has them like 2 for $1. And what you do is at night before you go to bed, you sit down and you make a list numbered 1 through 10. This is a list of things that you intend to do the next day. Number 10 on the list is do the list for the following day. Numbers 1 through 9 are things you're going to do anyway. Make the bed, eat breakfast, brush your teeth, go to work, walk the dog, feed the cat. Nothing on the list is any kind of a stretch. Nothing on the list is a goal. It's just setting an intention. I'm going to do this. Then at night before you go to bed, you sit down with the list and you go item by item and you hold yourself accountable. So that means you sit item by item and you either say, I said I was going to do this and I did it, and you put a check mark by it, or you say, I said I was going to do this, and I didn't do it, and you cross it off. That's it. It doesn't matter whether you do the thing or not, because it's not about what it's about. This is about developing your accountability muscles. And this is a set of spiritual, they're a critical set of spiritual muscles, or some of the core spiritual muscles. And most of us don't know how to work them, and so your working muscles you're not used to working, even though you're only using 2-pound weights, your working muscles you're not used to working, and there will be resistance. This brings up so much stuff. So you do this for a minimum of 30 days.
Kevin, let me make sure I understand, because it sounds real simple. In the morning, you make a list of items, and
I recommend at night before you go to bed, you do it for the next day, because I find that if you do it first, if you try to do the list first thing in the morning, it's too easy to get caught up in things and not do it.
Oh, okay. So then at night, you make a list of 1 to 10 items. And,
yes.
And the 1 to 9 items are things you're going to do anyway, like even brush your teeth or have breakfast?
Exactly.
And then
it can be the same list every day.
And then the 10th item?
10th item is do the list for the next day. That's the only thing on that list that's a stretch, is actually doing the exercise. Everything else, you know, and yes, it seems simple and it seems easy, but my goodness, this turns up the volume on Saturn. You will become aware of how you avoid responsibility and accountability, or how you take on too much responsibility.
Mm.
It's not about whether or not you do the things. It's about setting an intention and acknowledging that you've either kept it or not.
Wow.
Because there's no big or small. Most people can go through, most people, if you ask them to list things that they said they were going to do and didn't do, promises you made and didn't keep to yourself, you can come up with 20 or 30 of these top of your head. At the end of 30 days, you're going to have evidence of 300 things you said you were going to do and you did.
Mm.
So just that shifts the perception of I'm accountable.
Wow.
Shifts the perception of I can set a boundary and have it respected, because that's all these intentions are. This develops if you have boundary issues, all this addresses all of these.
Wow.
But there are no excuses. So, for example, if you put on the list, I'm going to brush my teeth, and you wake up in the morning, and before you're able to make it to the bathroom, you're abducted by aliens and on a whirlwind tour of the universe. And while they are absolutely lovely sentient beings, they don't actually have mouths. They sort of communicate by telepathy. So there's no Colgate anywhere on the ship. 2 weeks later, when they return you back home, you sit down with your list and you say, I said I was going to brush my teeth, and I didn't. That's it.
Period.
It is such a powerful exercise.
Wow.
And basically, when I do my seminars, and I'll expand this now because very few people actually take me up on this. I offer 30 days of email support to anybody that takes a class and I've given this or whatnot. If you decide you're going to do the list, you let me know and I will give you 30 days of email support on it, because especially the first week or so, people generally need it. You'll start putting things on the list that are too heavy of a weight. The Saturn voice starts coming up. Oh, you can't possibly be doing this right. Or, oh, this is too simple. That's what this is designed to do.
Wow.
It's going to bring up all of your resistance. It's going to make you acutely and very uncomfortably aware of all of the ways that you don't, that you avoid accountability. And you need to be willing to just sit with that momentary discomfort of not doing something on the list. And the reason to keep the list simple is that, in a bizarre way, when I say I was going to brush my teeth, and I go brush my teeth, and I go back and I say I said I was going to brush my teeth, and I brush my teeth, it feels like an accomplishment.
Mm. Mm.
There's a little boost.
Wow.
To that.
Wow.
So the positive, but it doesn't, you know. So the positive reinforcement part of that is why you keep, you know, and it can be the same list every single day. I've been doing this for probably the better part of 4 years because I keep on assigning it to people. And part of my personal standards of integrity is that I don't assign any spiritual practice to anybody that I'm not currently doing or haven't completely done myself. And 7 out of 10 items on my list every day are the same, pretty much every day.
Wow. Wow.
And it's fine.
I get it. This reminds me of a friend of mine whose sister is on the pro golfing tour. Mm-hmm. And before a tournament, you might find her, if you see her, hitting a ball into the hole with her golf putt, putting the ball into the hole from only a foot or 2 or 3 feet away. Mm-hmm. And she keeps doing that over and over again. And at one point I asked my friend why she was doing that. Obviously she can do it. And he said, because she's conditioning herself that every time she hits that ball, the ball goes in the hole.
Yeah.
So, I like this exercise, Kevin. I'm going to try it and I'm going to tell you what happens. In the meantime, we're going to take a quick break, but since you're being so gracious, would you be so gracious to share your other tool with us when we come back?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, then we'll be right back with Kevin Burke from therealastrology.com right after this.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
We're back, and I am Filippo, and our guest today has been and still is, thankfully, Kevin Burke, who's an astrologer from TheRealAstrology.com, where millions of people have gone to get answers about astrology like nowhere else. So he has been so gracious to give us so much information with us on the show today. And we have a few more minutes, but he's got another tool he wants to share with us. Kevin, it's all yours.
Thank you. This tool is what I call the Present Moment Awareness Safety Meditation. I mentioned earlier, safety is so critical. It's a concept that most people don't think about in terms of a fundamental need, but it is. And the model that I use that I created in the Relationship Handbook, we have a bank account. We have a safety need bank account. And we're responsible for maintaining the minimum daily balance in that account on our own. Anytime the balance in that account drops below the minimum level, the ego takes over, we dive into victim consciousness, and things just get worse from there. And in order to really begin to transform your life, you've got to know what it feels like to be safe, because most people don't even know what it feels like to be safe. Safe on a fundamental level is what's familiar. If it, you know, after a while, if it doesn't kill us, it's normal, it's safe, and we readjust. So I have a meditation. I've got actually six versions of this. It's a guided meditation. The voice track is the same on all of them, and one of them is just my voice, and one's got nature sounds, and the other four have different music at the beginning and the end. And this meditation, I invite people to listen to at least twice a day, morning and evening, for 30 days. And I guarantee you, at the end of 30 days, you will notice profound transformation in your life. The meditation is free. You can download it from TheRealAstrology.com. And as I said, it's about all six versions are packaged together in one big zip file. What will happen with this? What most people describe with this, you don't really necessarily notice a big change, but some point after a couple of weeks, something's going to blow up in your life. And you will notice that it doesn't knock you down to the ground the way that it used to.
Mm.
For me, it's sort of like when I first started doing this, it was sort of like this kind of inner tube around my waist that, you know, one of the Liebels, they wobble, but they don't fall down kind of thing. and events that would have been like a 9.6 on my personal Richter scale were about a 4. And I'm like, wow, I'm actually able to respond here instead of automatically reacting.
Mm.
That's the most common feedback that I get as to how people notice the shift that this particular exercise makes.
Kevin, what are you saying during the exercise?
The exercise basically, it brings you into a place of just being aware of the present moment. And then I'm inviting you to consider the truth that right here, right now, in this moment, you're completely safe. Right here, right now, in this moment, you are exactly where you're supposed to be. You're exactly who you're supposed to be. It's very, very simple, and except for the fact that most people don't know what it means means to feel safe, which is why I recommend listening to the meditation. Once you've done this for about 30 days, you can do this on your own in about 15 seconds. All you have to do is know how to get to the present moment and drop in that truth. Right. And it's so, but it's, you've got to actually develop a comfort level with a full safety need account before you're able to do that. And the meditation, the guided meditation, works very well because all you have to do is listen to it. You don't have to think, you don't have to do anything, you just listen to it. Don't do it while driving, please. But otherwise, just the more you listen to it, the more it reinforces that experience, the more you get that momentary experience of knowing that you're completely safe, that you are enough and that you have enough in this moment.
Wow. Well,
it's just magical.
You have shared enough or more than enough in this moment.
Thank you.
And there's so much to absorb here. And for those of you who want to reabsorb, you'll find this whole audio on lifechangeswithfilippo.com and at lifechangesnetwork.com. And if you want also to get this information through Kevin's books or his videos or his downloads or what have you, or his workshops and classes, or take the hero's journey, you can go to therealastrology.com to learn more about those or to get that information there. Right, Kevin?
Yes, and I actually am teaching a live online astrology class right now, and everything is recorded, so you can sort of jump in at any time. But part of what's included in the first unit of this, all of these meditations are there. Also, in the downloads for that, I have guided meditations that take you to go and meet each of these archetypes. Those are included in as part of the natal astrology online class.
Well, thank you for figuring this out the way you have and for sharing it with all of us and all the people that you do. I know that you also still do one-on-ones and you do people's charts. Where you find the time, I don't know. But in order to get, if you'd like yours done by Kevin, you can go to therealastrology.com and connect with him on that. I know you've done mine, and I thought we would have an opportunity to talk a little bit about it on the show, but gosh, I mean, we would have needed, I think hours, because it's just that deep. And so at some point, I would love to talk to you about what work you have done on that chart and what you might have learned that you want to impart to me. I'd appreciate that. But
as far as
what we've done today, I am thrilled with what we imparted and what you imparted. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is so exciting. We've been talking to Kevin Burke. And again, you can learn more about him at therealastrology.com or, of course, always here at Life Changes with Filippo. I feel like life has changed today for me, and I trust for all of you after hearing the show. And I am grateful, along with our producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, who actually introduced me to Kevin, and our producer, Mark Legere, and our engineer for the day, Doug Newson. We are grateful for all of you for being part of the show and part of the positive changes we all wish to see in this world. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. Change the world. Now's the time. Now's the time.